Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Isaiah chapter 44, verses 1 through 2a, chapter 43, verses 25 to 26, and chapter 44, verses 2b to 3. The Reverend Michael Myers preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. But now hear, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord who made you, who formed you from the womb, and will help you. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us argue together. Set forth your case, that you may be proved right. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
We are surrounded by a culture that forgets forgiveness and remembers sin. Just look at the political discourse of the day. Little to no grace is shown among those engaged in that discourse. No, let's agree to disagree, or, let's recognize the shared humanity that's on the other side of the aisle. Perhaps there never was a time when this happened, but it sure seems a little bit worse today than it used to be. It's just, I'm a friend, my opponent is the enemy, so I'll sling mud wherever and whenever it can stick, and I'll paint whatever picture that I think will sway the most voters, however frivolous or however horrid it may be. Win at all costs, so the saying goes. Don't bother with facts and ideas. Simply assassinate the character. In other words, search and destroy, slander and defame. Thus, exposés and accusations are the order of the day. Insinuation alone is enough to undo careers, to split families, and break treaties. When you think about it, it's a wonder that anyone at all wants to run for political office. And yet, thanks be to God for the few who seek not their own ambitions, but the good of their neighbor. And unfortunately, our families and even our church are not completely immune to these cultural influences. How often do we hold on to something unforgiving so that we can be sure to bring it back up at just the right time in order to win an argument with our spouse or a family member? How often do we fail to show patience with other church workers or put something other than the best construction on what they say and they do? The devil is a wily foe who seeks to destroy, if possible, even the elect. He will not stop, and his desire is for you. It is for your neighbor, for your fellow church members, your spouse. Repent. Do not yield to the devil and his wily ways. Instead, look to Jesus. Remember the mercies of your God, who remembers not your sin. Hear now, O baptized ones, whom God himself has chosen. Remember him and his mercies, who has caused you to be born again from water and word. He will help you. Jesus Christ it is who blots out your transgressions for his own sake, and he remembers not your sins. The parched lands of your hearts, darkened by sin and devoid of life, he has watered. as streams on dry ground. He who poured out his blood on the cross has poured out his spirit upon you. He who has called you by name and placed his own name upon you has formed your faith and has promised to do the same for your children and for your children's children upon all your descendants. As far as the east is from the west, so has he removed you from your sin and cast them into the depths of the sea. In this same way, he has dealt with the sins of your neighbor. Remember them no more. This isn't to say to ignore their sins. In fact, we ought to call out the sins of the unrepentant and rebuke them. But for those who repent, forgive and remember not. Daily, this happens through our own contrition and repentance as we remember the good gifts first given to us in our baptism, even as we forget the sins that weigh us down and seek to divide us one from another. The once dry land of our hearts is watered, and it teems with life, planted by the Holy Spirit himself. The old Adam is drowned, and the new man emerges to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. And thus we face the challenges of the day. We face the culture surrounding us. We face these things together, forgiven and chosen by God. For he who formed you in the womb helps you. He forgives you, and he gives you eternal life. This promise and blessing is for you, and it is for your children and all who are far off. This is most certainly true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.